Well, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to any visitors and all followers seeking God's will. In our first reading, we hear how God's Spirit energized Ezekiel. And we know that God's Spirit is within each of us, not in some faraway heaven. It can energize us also. This is a frightening and an exciting truth. God wants to work through us and can only be stopped by our unwillingness. The challenge for us who seek God's will is to rethink our attitudes and our behaviors. Our gospel demonstrates how easy we can get off track in our thinking. Jesus is in his hometown, and they are all astonished on what he said. And then a little while later, we hear that he is rejected by his own people. What in the world changed their attitude towards Jesus? When we are with a group, we have a natural urge to belong, to be part of the group, and we go along with them and stop thinking. Imagine you're in the crowd with some friends and someone says, "Wait a minute, we know this guy." Another responds, "Yeah, we grew up with him. I know he's the son of Mary, for Pete's sake." Then we're off in another manner of thinking. We go from honoring what he has to say to discounting everything. We stop thinking and allow our attitude to go with the crowd. We act mindlessly. Now, let us learn from Jesus how he handles the crowd that went from honoring him to treating him with bitterness. Jesus takes the bitterness of the crowd and gives them back the truth of the situation graciously. He said, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." This is a demonstration of Jesus' admonition, "Love your neighbor as yourself," and an example of turning the other cheek. Jesus said, "When an enemy smites you, physically or verbally, on one cheek, do not stand there dumb and passive, but in a positive attitude, turn the other." That is, do the best thing possible actively to lead your brother in error away from the evil paths into the ways of righteous living. Jesus does just that with his response to the crowd. It's not reactionary or derogatory or unkind. It is truthful and gracious. He is trying to bring them to see the error in their thinking. As followers of Jesus, we must react positively and aggressively to every life situation. The turning of the other cheek, or whatever act that may typify, demands initiative, necessitates vigorous, active, and courageous expression of the believer's personality. Jesus did not advocate the practice of negative submission to the indignities of those who might purposely seek to impose upon us practitioners of non-resistance to evil, but rather that his followers should be wise and alert in quick and positive reaction of good to evil, to the end that they might effectively overcome evil with good. Forget not, good is truly invariably more powerful than the most malignant evil. Good is stronger than evil. Jesus taught a positive standard of righteousness. As a follower of Jesus, one must disregard himself and take up his responsibility. And as children in the kingdom of God, we must always respond to evil with good. Jesus abhorred the idea of either of retaliation or of becoming just a passive sufferer or a victim of injustice. There are three ways of contending with and resisting evil. The first method is to return evil for evil, an eye for an eye, the positive but unrighteous method. The second method is to suffer evil without complaint and without resistance, the purely negative method. The third method is to return good for evil, to assert the will so as to become master of the situation, to overcome evil with good, the positive and righteous method. We see in the gospel how Jesus responded to the bitterness of the crowd. He followed the third method. He gave a truthful and righteous response. What we also learn is that not everyone took his message to heart. We must always be the master of the situation in a positive and righteous manner, even if no one chooses to change their ways and follow a better way of life. Lord Jesus, we strive to know God, our Father, and to manifest love for our fellows through service for them. We pray.